If you caught any news midday yesterday, you found all the major networks on cable news anyway, covering the oral arguments that lasted about 90 minutes in front of the United States Supreme Court. On the Mississippi abortion case, it is a law that was put in place in Mississippi that would outlaw most abortions after 15 weeks, except in the matter of a severe fetal deformity or other medical emergency. The justices went back and forth. It's clear the three liberal justices, Stephen Breyer, Elena Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor, have no interest in discussing this case at all. They have no interest in discussing this case at all. You see, Roe v. Wade basically set the precedent of viability at 23, 24 weeks. Casey, the case that followed, Planned Parenthood versus Casey, basically has supported that ever since. But what has happened in application is that places like New York and Virginia now have abortion laws that allow for abortion on demand up to the moment of birth. And you saw Governor Ralph Northam of Virginia a couple of years ago say, well, if the baby's born, it's all messed up. Well, we'll keep the baby comfortable till we make a decision. Really? Postnatal abortion? Wow. So it's gone far afield from where most Americans support it. And so the Mississippi law, it seems, might get upheld by the court. It seems that the conservatives on the court are heading in that direction. Kavanaugh listing several past decisions on segregation of gay marriage that resulted from the court overruling longstanding precedents because the liberals were arguing, well, this is just going to be political. And Sonia Sotomayor was even vile in her comments. She compared fetuses feeling pain, reacting, jerking, trying to get away when abortions are being performed to a brain-dead individual injured in an accident. Saying, well, they can still have stimulus. Doesn't mean they actually feel pain. In fact, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor was just vile in many of her comments during the debate. Let's hear this first one.
The newest ban that Mississippi has put in place, the six-week ban, the Senate sponsor said, we're doing it because we have new justices on the Supreme Court. Will this institution survive the stench that this creates in the public perception that the Constitution and its reading are just political acts?
You know, something else that Sotomayor put forth was the idea that science has not advanced at all in 50 years. Clearly not true, obviously. But she made it quite clear she would be writing a vicious dissent in this case because she seems to appear willing to accept the fact that they have lost already based on the case, based on the makeup of the court, based on the Constitution of the United States. She thinks they're going to lose. And here's what she says about it. Listen.
How is your interest anything but a religious view? The issue of when life begins has been hotly debated by philosophers since the beginning of time. It's still debated in religions. So when you say this is the only right that takes away from the state the ability to protect the life, that's a religious view, isn't it? Because it assumes that a fetus is life at when? You're not drawing here. When do you suggest we begin that life?
Your Honor, I'm
putting it aside from religion.
She despises the idea that life begins sometime before a child is born. You see, with abortion, let's make it clear. The question is not whether or not abortion is murder. The question outstanding is whether or not you're okay with it. It's as simple as that. It's not a question whether or not abortion is murder. It's whether or not you're okay with it. Now, it's likely this case could go a couple of different directions. First of all, it could be kicked back to the state. So Roe v. Wade is not, in effect, overturned. it is just pushed back to the states for the states to decide. And there's about 24 states that would probably outright ban abortion right from the get-go. Other states would put in different limitations, 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 15 weeks, up to the moment of birth. It's also possible the court could basically make it illegal for abortions to occur anytime after 15 weeks, except for medical exceptions. We'll see what happens. This case will be released late June 2022, just in time to throw it right into the middle of the midterm elections. Into the middle of the midterm elections. By the way, Democrats already fleeing the midterm elections. Democrats are fleeing the midterm elections. Peter DeFazio will retire from Congress. He is the latest. I think it's number 19. 19 Democrats, I believe, that have said, we're out. That's pretty indicative that they know that there's a reckoning on the way. Peter DeFazio has been there for 36 years. For 36 years. And it's likely he will not survive a re-election shot. He only won by 1/10 of a point in 2016, 4 points when Joe Biden ran, but it's been very close every time, and so he's just the latest Democrat who's going to not make a run for it in 2022. More good news for Republicans. And here's something for you to think about as we go to break. The terrorist, the guy that committed a hate crime by driving his SUV through a Christmas parade in Waukesha, which we will continue to talk about here, even as the mainstream media buries it, says he is being dehumanized in jail. Yeah, Daryl Brooks says he's being dehumanized in jail, not being treated well. Dehumanized. This is a guy that ran over elderly women and children. White women and children, specifically. That's why it's a hate crime. Let that sink in. I'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to